This is Audible.
Hachette Audio presents Egghead, or You Can't Survive on Ideas Alone, written by Bo Burnham, read by the author. Includes a special PDF of illustrations by Chance Bone. Dedication. For you, hopefully. Effortless. Writing poetry is effortless. Heifer, piss, lever, kiss, Trevor, Chris. Whoops, got a little lightheaded. A dog's poem. Roses are gray, violets are a different shade of gray. Let's go chase cars. Kiss you. I want to kiss you all day. I want to start at dawn. I want our mouths to dry out by breakfast. I want our jaws to start cramping by noon. I want us to question our decision to kiss all day by hour 5. I want to have sex really quickly, then seriously stop all this kissing bullshit because you need your personal space, apparently. The squares. The squares lived happily. In their square houses, in their square yards, in their square town. One day, a family of circles moved in from the west.
"Get out of here, roundies!"
shouted one of the squares.
"Why?"
asked one of the circles.
"Because this is a metaphor for racism!"
Convenience. I would do anything for you, if convenient. I would move a mountain for you if that mountain could be moved with a button or with a lever that wasn't too cold to the touch. I would give you the moon if I could. You would love the moon. You would show it off to everyone and not give a fuck that you've now severely damaged our ecosystem by disrupting the tides. Maybe a nice look in the mirror is in order, Missy. Anteater, blender, butthole. Anteater, blender, butthole. These words know what they're doing. What does a blender do? Blend. What does an anteater do? Eat ants. What's a butthole? A hole in your butt. Carpet, manslaughter, folklore. These words suck. What is a carpet? No idea. What is manslaughter? It's actually slaughtering men or women. Misleading. What is folklore? A bunch of folk doing lore? What the fuck is lore? Absolute nonsense. We need more words like toothbrush. Two parties. It's a week before the wedding, and the bride is with her friends, grown women with bright plastic dick jewelry, and the groom is with his friends, grown men or bright plastic dick jewelry. I eat words.
I eat words, delicious words. I gobble the words that you make. Words like rod taste like turds, but billow tastes like cake. I stuff my face with afterwards and wash it down with hush. Dessert must wait till afterwards, like hunch or flack or crush. And my dessert won't be dessert. That word is tough to chew. I'll have a word that's sweet and curt, like pony, nip, or blue.
On poets and farts. Why do poets always talk about the ocean's waves, about their single file march to shore, and yet never talk about my grandmother's farts, which arrive in time one after the other with equal regularity? Are these poets too holy to comment on anything less than nature's flashiest gestures? Are we going to spend another millennia searching for meaning in sunsets and waterfalls? Or will we finally turn our ear to Grammy's rump and away from all that pretty stuff and hear that foul, muted trumpet sing, marking the end of an era? Chameleon. I put a chameleon on a red dildo. He blushed. Flowers. On the 3rd of June, at a minute past 2, where once was a person, a flower now grew. 5 daisies arranged on a large outdoor stage in front of a 10-acre pasture of sage. In a changing room, a lily poses. At the DMV, rows of roses. The world was much crueler an hour ago. I'm glad someone decided to give flowers a go. Hell waits. Hell waits in a doctor's office, tapping his shoe against a loose strip of carpet, holding a magazine in front of his face, trying to look professional whilst eyeing the children's toys. Alfred.
You're a bunny, Alfred. Quit all this elephant bullshit. Look at your little bunny ears. Look at your adorable whiskers. Do elephants have little bunny ears? Do they have adorable whiskers? No, they don't. You can't just wake up one day and decide to be an elephant, Alfred. The world doesn't work like that. There are rules, Alfred, and you want to stomp all over them. Get over yourself.
Suits. The influx of suited men on the airport's moving walkway transformed it into a conveyor belt. Sully. Sully suffers from a stutter. Simple syllables will clutter stalling speeches up on beaches like a sunken sailboat rudder. Sully strains to say his phrases, sickened by the sounds he raises. Strings of thoughts come out in knots. He solves his sentences like mazes. At night, he writes his thoughts instead, and sighs as they steadily rush from his head. Old Sea Captain. Ye old sea captain, you know, briny breath, one squinting eye, chewing a waterlogged pipe, squatting on a dock post. A bearded cauldron blabbering bullshit, crashing through anecdotes like a radio dial through waves of white noise. Living legend he is, a great American archetype. So grab your digital cameras, you yuppie fucks. Fitting. How fitting, she thought to herself, or just thought, as she was the only person to whom she had ever thought. How fitting, she thought, that her words, after tumbling in her head all day, came out shrunken like they were meant for a child. You. How, may I ask, did you get so you beautiful, true-to-you doer? I've met many today, but can honestly say that I've never met anyone newer. The flirt. I could make an easy joke to get you laughing, something about a cat and then the word pussy being used ambiguously. I could tell a sad story to get you crying, like how I had a single mother who started selling handmade yo-yos to support her only child. I could tell you an interesting fact to get you nodding, like how carpets were first made in the hopes that all of the world's grass would one day be replaced by carpets, or, as they called them, comfy grass. I could tell you a scary story to get your teeth chattering, something about a really old man sitting in a squeaky rocking chair pointing at you. What are you in the mood for? My rabbit's foot. I've got a rabbit's foot and I feel lucky that I have it, but I still know that it must have come from one unlucky rabbit. Onion. You had many layers, like an onion. Wait, no, like an artichoke, with your layers arranged like snake scales, not stacked like coats of paint. Be sure to call in a year or so and tell me whether I was lifting heavy stones off your bunker door or plucking petals off your face. I fuck sluts. Sluts! Sluts! I fuck sluts! Sluts get fucked when I fuck sluts. No ifs, ands, and or buts. I fuck sluts. I fuck sluts. Nice girls are nice, but no good for nut sucking. They'll need a serene night to greenlight a butt fucking, but that'll be easy with sleazy old slut fucking. Boo to the nice girls. Praise be to slut fucking. I have a list.
A list?
Yes, a list of all the sluts I've missed. I've never fucked or sucked these sluts, and thus my nuts are fucking pissed. So when I fuck the lucky slut, my nut removes her from the list. Another dumb cum bucket struck from my nut-sucking, suck-it-slut, slut-fucking bucket list. Sluts can be white, black, brown, pink, or almond. They can be skinny with big tits or be skinny with small ones. Sluts can be perky, preppy, or posh with their brains and their clothes all shrunk from the wash. But other sluts are pretty and funny and smart. They can lift all your thoughts from your dick to your heart. They can talk about science, music, or art. They can put you together or pull you apart. But don't trust these sluts. Don't. Don't you dare. They'll force you to trust them and love them and care. And then they'll be gone, and then you'll be aware of that hole in your heart that that dumb slut left there. Incomparable. You're incomparable. Like a... Shit. Like, Gangly. I'm a gangly kid. One of those drunk marionettes. One of those baby giraffes with inner ear syndrome. A flailing stork in high winds. A stilted freak. I am an easel. Not symbolically, structurally. I attempt to dance and become a tornado of elbow. Advice. If the poem you're writing is silly and dumb, make sure that it rhymes at the end. Bum. Can I have a word? Can I have a word, please? It can be any word. Just give me a word. We can share all the rest. Just let me have one. It can be anything. I'd take canteen or avid. I'd even settle for timely. But you can't use my word, whatever it is, without asking, because it's my word. And I'll almost always let you use it when you ask. Unless, for example, my word is wonderful and you want to use it to describe a movie I haven't seen yet or a movie I saw already and didn't care for. I really want everything. That's my first choice. Flabbergasted's a close second. Fear. The first was acro-claustro-homo-arachnophobic, terrified of being trapped in a very small, very high-up place with a bunch of gay spiders. The second was avio-culro-glossometrophobic, terrified of being forced to read poetry to the clown public on an airplane. The third was octo-onirigmo-cathiso-lutrophobic, terrified of having 8 consecutive wet dreams while sitting on a pile of otters. The fourth was afraid of snakes. What a pussy! Flower sex.
Flower sex, flower sex, flex those sexy flower pecs, good old April shower sex that lasts for half an hour sex. Yeah, flower power her, devour her, don't cower, sir. Put the pedal to the metal and powerfully deflower her.
Angel. The snow lay gently upon the ground. The poo lay gently upon the snow. The boy lay gently upon the poo. And the boy made a snow angel. An angel with a white body made from heaven's ashes and a brown heart made from a dog's gastrointestinal tract. Your mom. If I had $1 million, I would pay your mother to have sex with me. Afterward, I would probably invest the remaining $999,990. Burn. Toast. I'd like to propose a toast. Sourdough pumpkin bread. Thoughts? The letter. I wrote you a letter, and then another letter, and another, and another, until I wrote you a word. So I wrote you a word, and then another word, and another, until I wrote you a sentence. So I wrote you a sentence, and then another sentence, and another, until I wrote you a letter. I hope it finds you as I found you. Yours truly, yours truly.
Rock bottom.
I've hit rock bottom. What's a guy to do? I certainly can't head upward, so I'll try digging through. Us. I'll love you until I'm dead on the outside. I'll give you every one of my mortal seconds. I'll never leave your side. I'll die holding your hand. But after that, I want some me time. Searching.
I'm not looking in every nook and cranny for it, okay? I'll do the nooks. No way I left my keys in some fucking cranny.
Baby turtles.
8 baby turtles scurried ashore. Wait, 7, now 6, now 5, now 4. 2 more gone, 2 left in the race, both of them sprinting and hoping to place. The first gets second, the second gets third, and first place goes to the now well-fed bird.
Cup of Joe.
There's nothing like a cup of Joe when the morning's gray and grim and slow, when the streets collide with the world outside, when litter lies where lilies grow. Just drink that smoking cup of black and feel your feelings surging back. Plus, spill a drop in a coffee shop will sprout up from a sidewalk crack.
Sandy Claus.
Ah, it's plump old dandy Sandy Claus. It's fucking Daddy Christmas. How's it hanging, Sandy Claus? I'm sure Miss Kringle missed us. I love you, you big dumb sack of shit. Come over whenever. I got the fireplace lit. I'm fucking with you.
My daughter. My daughter, Honor Teeter Totter, slaughtered the freshwater otter I bought her. Just like I taught her. Entrance.
When I walk into a room, you'd think I was one of those long, straight Tetris pieces, because everyone's just like, oh great, you're here, we've been waiting for you to show up. Like, you know how in Tetris you wait for the long forget it, let's just move on, next poem.
9 to 5.
Grooming my cuticles in an unroomy cubicle. The phone rings, duty calls, better sell those pharmaceuticals.
Boop.
I will have sex with you if you ask politely. Or ask. Or if you politely consent to it. Or consent to it. I would like to have sex with you. Call me back.
Perched.
That guy is sitting on that horse's forehead. Oh, God. That's not a horse. That's a unicorn.
Her.
Look at her. Balanced on that rotten turtle shell, conducting the wind with those 2 moldy corn dogs. An old demigod rightfully covered in bird shit in the middle of the park. She hasn't lost it. She's found it. And it's a disgusting and goofy thing. If you don't believe me, have a picnic in the park and enjoy gagging on your homemade cooking.
Subtext.
Hey, sup? Nothing you? I'm on a date with you-know-who. Dude, I thought you and her were through. I did too, dude, I did too. So how's it going? Badly, dude. She yelled at me for eating food. What the fuck? That's fucking rude. Well, she's a bitch. I should've knew'd. How's the date with such and such? She said I used her as a crutch. She's sad I don't talk and I text too much. Jesus, dude, what a butch. Bitch, I mean.
Pumpkin.
Someone carved a face in that pumpkin, and now it's perched on a stoop, grinning with that same sinister grin the carver must have had when he carved it.
And everything I recognize is expressive. The triangular eyes, that big toothy smile, is marked by a lack of pumpkin, a red face of dead space. And now I'm seeing just the opposite. I see 2 spots where the eyes should be, an open wound where the mouth once sat, and a fire within, baking the insides.
Martha. Martha was ugly like a shaven baboon, so she wrapped herself up in a curtain cocoon. And after a week, she finally emerged, and she smelled like shit. What a psycho.
disembodied heads. Severed heads get all the attention. Poor old disembodied heads, cry the townspeople. But what about the severed bodies? What about that poor old disembodied head's poor old disembodied body? The heads roll around moping all day. The bodies work in the mines, without a union. It's a no-brainer for the no-brainers. Give them some respect. They harvest our coal, for Christ's sake. Benches. Old men love to sit on benches. They do, all day. If you see an empty bench, look around. I guarantee that you will not see any old men. Old men always sit on benches, and they always have. Back in the day, baby old men with their baby walking sticks and baby dentures would sit on tiny baby benches. And as they grew, from baby old men puttering around dragging baby oxygen tanks into grown-up old men puttering around dragging oxygen tanks, the benches grew too. Sometimes, two old men will sit on a bench together. And that's fine, because it's not a throne. It's a bench, and it's for old men. Count of six. I'll give you till the count of six. One, now run. Two, go screw. Three, let me be. Four, there's the door. Five, while I'm still alive. Six, please stay, I love you. The commercial.
Coupons, sales, deals, bargains, free stuff, steals. Buy five marked up, get one half price. Buy two of one thing and get one thing twice. Earn customer points when you shop at our store. Redeem customer points to shop here some more. And we love America. Hip, hip, hooray. Every product made right here in the U.S. of A. So come meet our great big American family and be welcomed with a great big American laugh. Disclaimer, family is staff.
The nudist. Before I was a nudist, I was a man of many cloths, but all that changed the day I met a swarm of starving moths. Homonyms.
Homonyms aren't fair, it's awful, it's tragic. I say I'm pulling out my hair and they think I'm talking magic.
There. There goes someone. Here goes nothing. Lou.
Lou followed his dreams. Lou followed those things into studios and boxing rings, into clown schools and swimming pools, into plucking little fiddle strings. Lou followed his dreams. Now he's dirt poor. He doesn't have a pillow or bed anymore. So three cheers for Lou, the follower who followed his dreams all the way to the floor.
Another day on the ant farm.
Another day in the ant farm and still no crops in sight. The soil's something terrible. The days are far too bright. We work the fields, we tend the land, we check the ground for weeds. But how are we to farm when we weren't even given seeds?
There's little hope in sight, and as I sit here all alone, I wonder if an ant farm's just the place where ants are grown. Fuck. Ah, fuck. The light. When I die, I hope I don't see a bright light. Those give me headaches. After a long life, I don't want to stare into the sun. I want a calm blackness, the same shade that coats the back of my eyelids. Cat lady. Buried beneath a pile of cats in a purring igloo is the crazy fucking cat lady. Who'd have guessed? Big. When I was little, I killed ants with a magnifying glass. And now I'm big. And I worry I'm doing the same thing with you. Using you. I worry that I'm using you, my love, my light, my back scratcher, my cooking dick glove, my sapient baby maker, my emotional treadmill, my long-legged suggestion box, my immaculate tissue dispenser. I worry that I'm using you. Classic me. I'm a nihilist. A complete and perfect nihilist. Life has no meaning. No point. Happiness is a chemical coincidence and nothing else. Still else, though nothing to begin with. Value is a vast vault of black. A black that dictates lack. Oh, and that accidental rhyme just then meant nothing. Why are you color-coding things? Why? What's the point, fascist? For more, check out my blog. Armadilla.
Armadilla! Armadilla! On a pillow! On a pillow! And a giant chinchillo! And a bigger gorillo!
Not my best, I'll be honest. Next poem. My barber is bald.
My barber is bald, my trainer is fat, my sponsor is drunken and lazy. My optometrist is as blind as a bat, and my shrink is batshit crazy. When you look at who is helping me, you'll know the reason why I've remained a bald, fat, drunken, lazy, blind, and crazy guy.
Different.
Although there's many different brains with different stories, different names, different isn't safe like same, so same makes most take safer aim. Who needs those same old fakes? Today that same old lame mold breaks. I'm me, I'm me, meet me and see what a difference difference makes.
Three little words. If you were perfect, I'd tattoo this on my chest. If you were beautiful, I'd carve this into a tree trunk. If you were nice, I'd write this in a letter. But you're none of those. I love you. And the I love you is in a etch-a-sketch if you consult the drawings. Sometimes the audio version doesn't translate as well. Next poem. The Martian.
One of them Martians came round the house last night. Talking in code or some shit. Weird fucking things they are. He rambled for a good 10 minutes, didn't listen. Kept staring at his brain through that tacky glass head of his. I could see his thoughts form. I could see them scramble around like ants on hot pavement. Dumb and flightless, that's what they are.
He eventually left. I haven't thought of him since.
Zia Cobalt. I don't want to die. It keeps me up at night. Because I know that when I die, whenever that will be, I'll probably wake up in some futuristic shopping mall, having just spent 2 space dollars and a mere 15 space minutes living my life by means of one of the future's virtual reality massage chairs. Then I'll get up and watch the long line of people circle through, living my life and getting back in line. And I'll remember who I am again. I'm Zia Cobalt, a 12-year-old Pan-Asian Euro-American girl. And I'm a fugitive.
Father Time.
Father Time is fucking Mother Nature. He's fucking her good, and he's lasting a long time. She's loving the shit out of it. He's doing that thing that makes girls' heads spin. She's been spinning for years. I heard that one day in the future, he's gonna fuck her right into the sun. He's done it to chicks before.
Playground.
The big bugs buzz and putter about the playground. They're trying to have fun, to enjoy themselves. But it's impossible. Because the playground is made for tiny people, not big bugs.
Vampires.
I've seen a vampire transform into a single bat. I've seen a vampire transform into a number of bats. I've seen a vampire without any bat transformation abilities. Which is it?
Split decision. Since both of us couldn't have you, one of us had to have you.
Bee guys. 3 bee guys were scared for their lives. They broke out of their hives, then broke out in hives. They screamed, "We miss our honeycomb home." And 3 wives from the hive screamed, "Honey, come home."
hold the cheese. I'll have a cheeseburger, hold the cheese. Hold it in your hand until it melts, until it bears the shape of that voluptuous palm of yours. Then put it on my burger. This hour. I need to make this hour last, so attach a beach to the top of my hourglass. Time blows. Life is an open book. Time is an oscillating fan. I've had to learn to skim read because before I can read more than a few paragraphs, that fucking airhead comes circling back, blowing pages like a medieval prostitute. The cool air feels nice, though. Sometimes when my head aches, I let my eyes relax and I enjoy the breeze as the words blur. My stamen. We pollinated all night long, and when the sunlight came, my lover was gone. Secret ingredient. You said your secret ingredient was a pinch of love, and that may be true, but I taste cinnamon, and I hate cinnamon more than I love. Confession. No one understands me. It slipped out in a timid whisper as she combed her beard. Feels. It feels good to love an angel. It feels better to fuck an angel with her wings pinned back like a recently archived butterfly. The fall. Mid-October, with leaves spilled like colored pencil shavings. The streets dicing our town into neat, unfair portions. And me. Eating that pussy, baby. Touch me back. Touch me back, you said like a pirate talking to a masseuse.
Right away, Captain, I replied, forgetting that you couldn't hear that connection that I made in my head.
Life. Life, man. Life is a river. It twists and turns and has fish. Life is hope. Hope is love. So transitively, love is a river too. Pretty neat, huh? Imagination. They say adults have no imagination. Not true. Just instead of dinosaurs and spaceships, they imagine silence and the new babysitter bent over the coffee table. Treehouse tree. I went out to play on Christmas Day and thought, hey, wait a minute. My tree has a house in it, and my house has a tree in it. Above and below. You little perfect thing, you. At once I stand in awe and condescend, my puppy, my goddess. One and another. When one meets another, he or she must treat him or her kindly. If a third were to enter, he or she must be swiftly executed to avoid confusion. Got it? Senator. Senator, what bright eyes you have.
The better to light paths with.
Senator, what a sharp tongue you have.
The better to cut fat with.
Senator, what broad shoulders you have.
The better to carry you with.
Wait, why is your chest beeping?
God bless America.
Boston poem. The Boston people pass the time by making all their stories rhyme. Like, yesterday, me and my ma watched the Sox game at the bar. Sharks.
You're afraid of sharks? Really? They don't even have bones. They have cartilage. Are you afraid of ears, too?
Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hollow be thy promises, and shallow be thy shame. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. On a scale from 1 to 10, our Lord is totally 11. Give us this day our daily bread, toast it close to dawn. And forgive us our trespasses as we shoot those who trespass on our lawn. And lead us not into temptation, such as pot or porno, but deliver us from evil. If not delivery, then DiGiorno. Sasquatch. The Sasquatch squats, flowers in hand, on an old stump by the riverbed. She's not coming, he knows that by now, but he stays put, tracing circles in the dirt with his big toe. Overhead, the birds sing their condolences. A fox passes and offers a bite of dead squirrel. The monster politely declines. As the sun tucks itself behind the horizon, his eyes close, his chin meets his chest, and the flowers slip from his grasp. Socrates. Deep in the bowels of Athens, Socrates is having the squirts, his body, like the aqueducts, giving way to a long, watery movement. Hunched head to hands and elbows to knees. Thinking pretty hard now, ain't you, buddy? Yeah, I bet you are. Light up. She could light up a room with her smile, and she could really light one up with her flamethrower. They.
Well, hey, man, you know what they say.
No, I don't. I don't know what they say. I don't even know who they are. Who is this they? They seem pretty smug. They seem to think they know shit. Fuck them.
Timmy. Timmy took tools and toys and rocks and played all day in the quicksand box.
Scarf. I wear a scarf to keep my words warm, so you will smile when they smack you in the face.
Wise. Babies are the puppies of people. You feel me? I hope you feel me, because I'm feeling like I should be felt right now. Check this out. Your first floor ceiling is your second floor's floor. Whoa, right? Bet you didn't know that the plural of house is heis, or that all dogs are male and all cats are chicks. Who is this guy? How does he know so much?
I'm afraid I might die alone.
Preposition. This is a fine form to make a prepositional proposition in. The proposition is this. Prepositions are fine to end a sentence with.
Judge Jesus.
I said, you can't judge me, only Jesus can. He said, well, I can because I'm a judge and because you just killed a man.
Fireflies.
Hey, fireflies, fly higher, guys, fly high above this place. Till a sky rise is a wire size, then fly off into space. I catch stupid bugs in jars, but you're not bugs, you're baby stars.
Land of really fucked thoughts. I come from the land of really fucked thoughts, where babies are bound by umbilical knots, where dead horses pile on dandruff-stuffed cots, where burn victim monkeys drink blood and pus shots. I come from the land of that just ain't right, where young boys like fisting their hamsters at night, where boxers use AIDS-ridden needles to fight, where an Alzheimer's orgy's a regular sight. I don't want to stay, but I know I can't leave it. I needed to tell you, but please don't reread it. I hope this sounds silly and you can't conceive it, because you're here the second you believe it. Bombs. The first bomb dropped unheard, unlike the loudly dropped second and third. Then the final bomb dropped from the sky to the ground, and the last seen bomb made the last heard sound.
The C-word.
You're a cunt, I said to the cunt.
Well, you're a cunt too, replied the cunt to the other cunt, apparently.
And far away, fresh moss continued to fill in our initials. Roller snakes.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum-dum. Roller snakes!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum-dum.
Roller snakes!
Yep, that's that one.
Silly. I love being silly, don't you? Boing, boing, boing. Pooh! Be silly when you're giddy. Be silly when you're tired. If your job is super serious, be silly till you're fired.
Perfect. I love you just the way you are, but you don't see you like I do. You shouldn't try so hard to be perfect. Trust me. Perfect should try to be you. I like that thing you do with your tongue. What do you call it? Speaking? Yeah, I dig it. She waits. She waits. How beautifully she waits. How impossibly lovely she is with a thing so passive. With what weight she waits, making her bus or her boyfriend or whatever she waits for seem like a first brunch with Christ. She waits regally, in perfect contrast to the drooling buffoon describing her. Put you in my pocket. Can I crush you, young lady, and put you in my pocket? You would fold beautifully, like $50 bill beautifully, not origami swan beautifully. We could unwind by the glass lakes of romance or tangle by the dank wetlands of perversion. As long as we're together. All clear. I pooed and wiped. The wipe was clean. 'Twas the closest to happy I've ever been. The biker gang. The biker gang rode for years and years through blood and sweat and mud and tears, through snow and sand and dust and leaves, and the poor old guys were just looking for sleeves. Linda. Linda went skydiving with her pet rat, Max, and it looks like she mixed up the parachute packs. Consult the drawing. Donald. No matter our race or color or creed or way of life or species or breed, no matter our height or girth or scent, we all hate Donald because Donald is a fucking dick. Unstick me.
Unstick me, woman. Dial it down. Your grip is an aging chicken's, and yet here I am, stuck, sticked. Don't make me whip out a cheap lamp and melt this cell into a motel room.
From the puppy's perspective.
I'm stuck in this thing, and I'm wanting to leave. There are holes in the thing that hiss when I breathe. And the more that I sit here, the more I believe that I'm stuck in this thing and won't ever leave. Back at the kennel, the whole cage was ours. But maybe these walls are better than bars. Or maybe I'm hurtling skyward to Mars. And maybe those holes are actually stars.
Conversation. Well, she said, unwell. Well, surely, she continued, unwell, unsure. Listen, he said. But nothing. Just some rain tapping a window out of boredom. Heart surgeon. In his long career as a heart surgeon, in his life full of valves and ventricles, full of tumors and heartache, rumors and arteries, in all those years of blood and tears, he'd never seen anything like this before. And then look at the drawing, and you'll see that the drawing of the heart is like a sort of a cartoon heart, but it's in a realistic chest. So I thought that was sort of an interesting image, and that's what the poem is talking about. Moving on. Routine. The flies do their daily exercise routine, buzzing and twisting around the mounds of shit in my front lawn. How happy they must be darting through the stench, taking deep breaths of airborne fecal particles rather than that stale chemical fertilizer. The shit is where it's at. The flies know that. When the dancing is over, they collapse onto the poo and stuff their faces with it. Hanged. I hung myself today. Hanged? Whatever. Point is, I hanged myself today and I'm still hanging. I feel fine. Just bored. I keep hoping that someone will come home and cut me down, but then I keep remembering that if I knew someone like that, I wouldn't be up here. Bit ironic, right? Or is that not ironic? I read somewhere that, like, anything funny is in some way ironic. But I don't know if it's funny or not. I don't think my brain owns funny, you know? I feel taller. I like that. I've never been away from my shadow for this long. It had always clung to my feet, parting momentarily for a quick dive into the swimming pool. But never for 5 hours. I like it. There's 3 feet of space between my two and the floor. I wanted something this morning. I may be stuck, but at least I'm 3 feet closer to it. Nothing. Are you terrified, as I am, of nothing? Nothing scares me more than nothing. What's going on? I ask, trembling. Don't you say it. Don't you dare. Stars. The stars buzz around me all lovely and green, with a bright swirl of dusty stuff dancing between. As I lay down in bed, I still can't conceive that they'll carry on gambling after I leave. Hello, my old friend. Hello, my old friend, you silly old clown. How's that mountain of life you've been tumbling down? How's that little line segment with infinite points? Has the red rust of time been kind to your joints? How's that worn path of safety? Has it led you astray? What's that? How am I? Oh, I'm okay. Frowny face. The heartbroken high schooler compares his search for love to his laptop search for Wi-Fi. So random, so fickle, so futile. Cool. Gay parading. Why do these gay guys always parade around being all gay? Like, 2 months ago, I was at this gay pride parade, and this one guy in a big gay float kept parading around, real gay-like. Same thing happened 14 months ago. Same spot. Same guy. Parading around. Jesus. I found Jesus once. He was in a diner eating hash browns. He had one of those long booths all to himself. He wasn't being greedy or anything, place is pretty empty. I watched him play the crane game on the way out, the one with the metal claw and the cuddly mass grave. He kept going for a rabbit in overalls. The claw couldn't lift it. Eventually he gave up and left. I tried for a bit. The rabbit's just too heavy. I think whoever owns this thing put an unmovable toy rabbit in there just to fuck with everybody. Strange adjectives. Me, with my strange choice of adjectives. You, with your muscular teeth and clockwise vagina. Gone. That small turn she did, that one swift pivot, the one she did by the water with flats scratching the sidewalk, her hair catching up seconds afterward. Fucked me. Gypsy. On Wednesday morning, clear and calm, I went to Astor Place and had a gypsy read my palm, or maybe just my face. She said my heart was heavy and my head was stuffed with lies, but things like that weren't on my hand, they hid behind my eyes.
The room is dull and dank and cold, but at least I have a hand to hold.
Bar joke. A priest, a rabbi, and a horse walk into a bar. The bar bursts into flames. The horse escapes, only to drown in a lake later that night. As for the priest and the rabbi, turns out there were just two other horses. My mistake.
I'm smart like a genius.
I'm smart like a genius. You're dumb like an idiot. I'm handsome like a prince. You're ugly like a regular person. You're slow like a dumb slug. I'm fast like a cheetah. Nice knowing you, slug. You're poor like one of those people who shops at that stupid puppet store. I'm rich like the guy who owns that stupid puppet store. Your girlfriend sucks. I don't have a girlfriend, which is way better because your girlfriend sucks. You're clumsy like a bad waitress. I'm suave like a good usher. You're weak like an old plastic spoon. I'm strong like a really good-looking guy. I'm two thumbs up, way up. You're two thumbs down, oops. You're an ant. I am the wise praying mantis. When you walk around, people point and laugh. When I walk around, people point and smile. You suck. I don't. I don't suck. You do. I'm smart like a genius. You're dumb like an idiot. Idiot.
The grade. My first draft got a B+, so I made one small revision. I got the paper back. What the fuck's an F division?
The farmer. The lying farmer tries to sleep. He's drifting off while counting sheep. Tucked in wool hand-knitted covers, the farmer counts his former lovers.
I want to beat you to death.
I want to beat you to death with a blunt object. I want to grab one of those high-end fashion mannequins by the ankles and bash your ribcage in. I want to sharpen 50 pencils, bind them with a rubber band, stick the lead end in your mouth, and punch the erasers. I want to strap you to a bed of nails, and then strap that bed of nails to the hood of my car so I can watch you suffer as we drive over speed bumps in the mall parking lot during an earthquake. I want to burn your dog in front of you, mix his ashes with gunpowder, melt his bone-shaped name tag into a small metal ball, load it all into a musket, and shoot you in the face with him. I want you to somehow survive a terrible car crash, then somehow not survive a small fender bender on the way back from the hospital. That poem's alternate title is Dad.
Don't. Don't talk with your mouth full, and don't breathe with your throat full, and don't swim with your stomach full, and don't dance with your colon full, and don't fear with the ground full. Full of your poop, that is. Because it will become soil. What a world!
Public speaking. The nudist, sweating, with smudged ink filling in the cracks of his palm, approached the microphone, took a deep breath, and imagined the audience clothed.
Woman. I am woman. I am, quite simply, woman. Deal with it, pigs.
Strange. I feel strange. Half lighthearted, half heavy-handed. You know when you get a song stuck in your head and you can't get it out? I hate that. That's sort of what this feels like. I feel better, less panicked, more confused, but a good confused. You know that feeling of warm water running down your back when you're washing your hair? I love that. That's sort of what this feels like. I feel great, and nothing. This is just what I needed, a warm bath and a quick nap.
and in the picture's a picture of a man that got stabbed in the back of the head, so sort of a visual punchline to it. You know, that's, the poem is about a man who'd been stabbed in the back of the head. Moving on. Let's keep going. Sirens. I feel poetic when I say that the group of young teenage girls at the mall rattled my psyche like wailing sirens, and that their freshly developed breasts could make for quite tempting cider should Satan decide to pick and press them. I feel honest when I say that the group of young teenage girls at the mall rattled my psyche like the other group of teenage girls I once saw scissoring in a porno, and that their freshly developed breasts made me wrestle my inner lunatic to the ground, bind his hands behind his back, and draw him a crude sketch of the young girl's scissoring to keep him from screaming. God. Is there a God? I haven't a clue. If there is, it's not me, so it's gotta be you. Crazy. You think I'm crazy? Ha! That's real funny. If I were crazy, would I have written a 1,200-page novel without using a single vowel? No, 'cause I did, and I'm not crazy. If I were crazy, would I be able to predict the future by dropping empty tuna cans into an open drain in my backyard? No, 'cause I can, and I'm not crazy. If I were crazy, would I love to slit your fucking throat just to watch the color drain from your face and onto that cleanly pressed collared shirt of yours? Yes. I would love that if I were crazy. But I'm not crazy. Mannish. People say you look like a man because of your arm hair. Don't listen to them. It's your jawline. The Epiphany. He was fucking a pussy and sucking a dick, his happiness fully depleted, when he noticed the people attached to those organs and instantly knew what he needed. No to drugs. I said no to drugs once. I looked a bag of weed right in the face, and like a loving but firm father, I said no. I was really high. Ashley. Little Ashley hung magazine spreads on her wall after picking the magazines out in the mall. Models and actresses, singers and more, with cleavage and makeup and glamour galore. All of her heroes were finally nearer. Her whole room looked perfect, except for the mirror. Clowns. Most people fear the evil clown, squeaking his big red nose in a dark barn. I fear the off-duty clown, out of his costume, impossible to spot, sitting next to me on a bus. Turn-ons. The way her hair barely touched her shoulders, like it knew to stop growing there. The way her lips teased each other when she spoke, parting and embracing with every syllable. The way her tight, virgin nostrils twitched and spasmed in the moonlight, quivering like two horny monks. The way her curly, almost pubic eyebrows framed her fishy, moistened eyes. I'm a face guy. Pigs are smarter than dogs. Pigs are smarter than dogs, that's a fact. That is science, if you will. Will you? Pigs are smarter than dogs. I love my dog. I also love eating bacon. So I can stop eating bacon, or I can continue playing a quiet and aggressive role in the genocide of a species whose intelligence sits safely in the middle of my worthy-of-real-love spectrum. Or I can continue eating bacon and admit that my love for my dog is a sham, a hollow and meaningless relationship born of my own insecurities and years of confirmation bias. He likes me because I feed him. That's it. Fuck him. Bacon is delicious.
a ghost story. Two young boys in corduroys were playing with a ball. Two young boys heard one strange noise coming from the hall. The boys stood still, well, still, until the door swung open.